100 Quotes by Gautama Buddha. Narration, Katie Haig. The secret of health for both mind and body is not to mourn for the past, nor to worry about the future, but to live the present moment wisely and earnestly. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. In the end, these things matter most. How well did you love? How fully did you live? How deeply did you let go? However many holy words you read, however many you speak, what good will they do you if you do not act upon them? There is nothing more dreadful than the habit of doubt. Doubt separates people. It is a poison that disintegrates friendships and breaks up pleasant relations. It is a thorn that irritates and hurts. It is a sword that kills. You can search through the entire universe for someone who is more deserving of your love and affection than you are yourself, and that person is not to be found anywhere. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. All that we are is the result of what we have thought. It is founded on our thoughts and made up of our thoughts. If a man speak or act with an evil thought, suffering follows him as the wheel follows the hoof of the beast that draws the wagon. If a man speak or act with a good thought, happiness follows him like a shadow that never leaves him. Peace comes from within. Do not seek it without. You lose only what you cling to. No one saves us but ourselves. No one can and no one may. We ourselves must walk the path. Three things cannot hide for long: the moon, the sun, and the truth. Do not believe in anything simply because you have heard it. Do not believe in anything simply because it is spoken and rumored by many. Do not believe in anything simply because it is found written in your religious books. Do not believe in anything merely on the authority of your teachers and elders. Do not believe in traditions because they have been handed down for many generations. But, after observation and analysis, when you find that anything agrees with reason and is conducive to the good and benefit of one and all, then accept it and live up to it. Holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned.